Amen. We're living in some pretty exciting times. I mean, the world and everybody else out there can look at it and we're scared. You know, we're going to have rioting. What's going to happen? And when I was just kind of studying some scriptures earlier, I was kind of came across some scriptures that kind of tells us where we're at right now. Amen. And I was kind of maybe spending a little time praying tonight. Depends on how much time we have. But first of all, let's look at Psalms. Amen. Mm-hmm. Psalms. And I'll just say this. I mean, if you think this presidential race comes down to two parties, you are sadly mistaken. Amen.
Yeah.
It is a man against the world right now. It is a man against the New World Order. It is a man against the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Yeah. It is one person named Donald Trump that is fighting the entire world right now. If you haven't figured that out, I'm here to help you. Because this isn't about two parties. This is about somebody who is trying to combat fraud on both sides. Mm-hmm. Amen? And, you know, we look at Psalms, verses 2, 1 through 12, the message. And this scripture just totally, some scriptures here. And guys, I'm going to read some scriptures out of Revelation and some other things too. That where the United States has been going and where this world has been going, you can see if you're in your Bible, you can tell which party is trying to pull us into the New World Order, right? You can tell that there has been a system to pull us into one new world order, right? You have one party that is one philosophy that is primarily trying to keep more traditional, very America first. You've got, that is very traditional. You've got another group of philosophy that is, we're all, and they're teaching this stuff in school that we are all a global citizen. Well, I don't remember pledging allegiance any global citizenship at all, right? And what that means is we're tearing down borders. We are now internationalizing everything, and what that means is if we can keep people divided, and they don't have any nationalism, we can conquer them. And, let's read the scripture. I want to read the scripture and we'll explain it more here in just a minute. We'll read some Revelation and you're going to see where I'm going with this. Psalms 2, verse 1 through 21, it says, this is message now. Why the big noise, nations? Why the mean plots, peoples? Earth leaders push for what position? We're seeing this right now. Demagogues and delegates meet for summit talks. The God deniers, the Messiah defilers, let's get free of God. Cast loose from Messiah. Heaven throne God, I like this, breaks out laughing. God thinks this is all a big joke, right? At first he amuses at their presumption. Then he gets good and angry, furious, and he shuts them up. Don't you know there's a king in Zion? A coronation banquet is spread for him on the holy summit. Now again, we are in a spiritual warfare right now. You know? And I'm just going to stop right here. And you know, the mainstream media has been showing clips of spirit-filled people in our camps that have been prophesying and they've been speaking things and they're mocking them. This isn't going to last very much longer, right? I remember hearing about Saturday Night Live guy who they had a Saturday Night Live script on and they made fun of Benny Hinn and the next week the guy was dead. Stuff is serious. You make fun of God's people, God doesn't laugh about it. And we see scriptures about it. It's very serious business, right? And this isn't to scare people, but what it is it's to say that God does not play games. God has mercy on people, but then when it comes to the point they won't repent, they won't turn, and they won't change, God's going to step in, and we're going to see some things happening here. And this is what's happening. Then you got a different translation?
No, I was going to say, it reminds me of that scripture scripture, touch not God's anointed and right. His prophets.
Exactly. Exactly. And we have people that mock Adrian and I that have attacked us because of our beliefs and our outspoken, you know. Well, let me see here. If I'm a preacher and if I'm going to preach the gospel and I see people who are immoral and they're doing immoral things in our nation, see, preachers used to call these people out. We used to see that, you know, in particular before the 501c3 came out. Thank you, Lyndon B. Johnson, for trying to control us. But you're seeing that before all this other garbage, you know, preachers would stand from the pulpit and they would call particular, you know, candidates out. Now we've got so wishy-washy, spineless ministers in this nation. They won't call out people. They won't call out, you know, the people that are evil or anything else. And then the sad thing is we have people that are voting, and people who claim to be Christians that are voting for these people, either because they don't know any better, or again, you know, anytime you know that it's in the Word of God and we're to vote and to live righteous, we need to do accordingly, right? So I'm not interested in man's opinion, and I'm not interested in what people think, and I don't really care what, they can take my license, they can take a 501c3, I don't care. I'm going to preach what God wants, and I'm going to preach righteousness all day long. Amen? And so we see here, it says, then he gets good and angry, furious, he shuts them up. Do you know where the king in, where there's a king in Zion? A coronation banquet is spread for him on the holy summit. And then it goes on, but I want to read out of Psalms 2, 1 through 12, and this is a King James version now. It's the same scripture, but it's King James. It's very good. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together, which is going on right now, right? The rulers of the world are trying to overtake America. That's it, right? The worthless media is saying that, you know, it's a Republican-Democrat thing. It's not a Republican-Democrat thing. It is international people that are trying to take over America. That's it. That's all it is. Why? Because the New World Order wants to come in. And through the New World Order, we're going to see the Antichrist come in. That Satan is trying to get a New World Order to come to pass. They've already got it figured out. They want it to the New World Order. They want to get rid of the dollar. And they want to set up the Phoenix, which is an international dollar. They want to collapse our dollar. And they want to bring in a New World Order. It's all biblical. It's all revelation. I'll read it in a minute to you. Okay? And you think, again, we think that it's, and the news is going to tell you it's Democrat, Republican, and blah, blah, blah. It's not. They have no idea what they're talking about. Those people on TV and the news are absolutely out of their mind. They don't know what they're talking about because we see it in the Bible. And I can tell you what's going to happen. They're going to have a new world order. It's going to come to pass. There's going to be an Antichrist. He's going to have a beast. We'll read in a minute. And they're going to deceive people. How are they going to deceive people? Through the news, through the media. They're going to manipulate people to take a mark. What are they trying to do now? They're trying to get us to take a vaccine, right? Whether the vaccine's good or not, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, okay? But what I am saying is this is the beginning of things to come, okay? And we just need to be aware of things. We don't need to be paranoid about everything, but we do need to know what the devil is trying to do, and there's a plot going on right now. Every step that we've seen is to try to get us into a new world system, is to try to break America down and to make us one big nation under everybody else, okay? That is not going to happen at this point, all right? And then it says, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall what? Laugh. God is laughing at these people right now. And he says this, the Lord shall have their derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Let's skip down to Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. Now, again, I've said this so many times. If you're looking at the news, now, again, there's nothing necessarily the news, but what I am saying is the news has no spirit. The news has just about as spiritual insight as my dog does, right? I mean, my goodness, you know? And it's a pride thing for a lot of these people. You got to understand. I mean, you know, when our president gets on there and he uses Twitter and he won't even talk to these people, it's a pride thing, right? Because they're the ones that want to give us the information. And so we're seeing here Revelation chapter 13, verse 15, and it says, "And he gave power to give life." This is talking about the end times now. We're talking about the end times. This is the goal. This is where everything's going. If you've got this in mind, you're going to understand what's happening in the world, right? Because on the news isn't going to tell you what's really going on in the world. You got to dig other sources. You got to find these things out, all right? The news is going to tell you what they want you to know and what their handlers are, right? And thank you to Bill Clinton for, back in 1996, signed legislation that now 90% of our media is controlled by six companies. Thank you. So that's why we see nothing is ever, we can't get truth out of anything because it's all held under six companies. Look it up. Not lying. Signed legislation. So we're seeing everything's being more consolidated. Why? Because the more it's consolidated, the more it's easier control. And he says, and he had power to give, this is the end times, to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause, that as many and would not worship the image of the beast should be killed, right? So at the end time, this Antichrist is going to come to power. Where if those who don't worship him, it's going to be, you're going to be no longer. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on the right hand or on their forehead. Revelation 19, verse 19 and 20. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Who is that? Jesus, right? And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him. So false miracles with which he deceived them. Everybody say he deceived. The whole concept behind this is deception. Right? It's deception. The world system. The world system. Right? And this is both parties. Right? George Bush Sr. got up in front of joint Congress and declared there will be a new coming of a new world order. This is Republicans and Democrats. So, I'm not being biased here. I'm just telling you what's going on, right? You'll watch footage of Bill Clinton, and we have, there's a reporter talking to him, asking him about the New World Order. You know, Bill Clinton's always slick all the time, but when they started mentioning the New World Order, he got really nervous in this footage, right? Because this stuff's real. And we're seeing the rest of the presidents, except for the one we're right now, has always talked about the New World Order. It is a world system, and it is part of what we're talking about here in Revelation that's coming down the pipeline. This is the end goal. Now, it doesn't mean we're here now, but at some point, we will be here. Whether I'm here or not, or you're here or not, I don't want to be around when this thing happens, right? But all I'm saying is, this is where the world system is going. If you don't have a spiritual mindset or eternal perspective on all this stuff, you're going to be lost. And you're going to be thinking that this is Republican, Democrat, and this is just some little, it's not. It's way bigger than this. This is a world system that is trying to take us down this road, right? And so you're not going to find this on the nightly news. You got to dig. It's out there. It's all over the place. It's like right in your face. But we as Christians, we're going to see these things, aren't we? Hello? We're going to see it all over the place. And we can see these things happening. Luke chapter 17, these are Jesus' words, right? Now, again, I am for righteousness. I am on God's side. I don't care about necessarily party lines, but I will say this, Republicans and Democrats both have corrupt people. Hello? And whether you're Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. You should be after righteousness. You should be after, dear God, let's pray that these corrupt individuals, no matter what party they're on, they are brought to justice. Because we don't want to go to the ballots and say, our vote doesn't matter anymore. I just got done reading if I was a Democrat, I'd be completely, absolutely irate. I was reading There's a study by Stanford. It came out in June of 2016, and it talked about how there was fraudulent activity with Hillary Clinton stole 11 states from Bernie Sanders. You know, you realize the last presidential election we had, it should have been Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. But she stole it from him, right? Now, if I'm a Democrat, I'd be really, really upset because they're not listening to my vote, right? And so the study goes in and has charts and it explains everything and how she stole it from Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders should have been the Democratic Party, and that's why there was so much protesting last DNC convention from the Bernie Sanders supporters, because they're the only group that came out and really protested the steal. This year, it probably should have been Bernie Sanders again, right? And so what happens is, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. They tried to do this with Donald Trump at the beginning too, right? The Republican Party tried to take it and steal away and basically try to thwart Donald Trump at the beginning. Republicans said, no, we're not taking this anymore, right? We're going to have who we vote for. And so we see both systems were trying to destroy and still avert their own way. Guys, I'm telling you this. America has a very unique call on our nation. We have a mandate to spread the gospel. Republican Party and the Democratic Party will not hinder that. Amen? We have spent more money in the gospel than any other nation in the world. I've been praying for years. The Lord led me to pray. And I hope you hear my heart here, because I'm bringing something tonight. The Lord led me years ago to labor, and He spoke to my heart, two things to pray out. Number one, before any of this came out, before elections, before Trump was even, or Hillary, or any of this stuff happened, about 10 years ago, Lord really dealt with me about pray that abortion would be gone, and pray that corruption would be brought to justice in America, right? Both sides. Do you understand? Because I'm biased if I say I only want this party or this party, because I mean, we need it all to be routed out, right? We need America to be righteous again. And we can be righteous again. Amen? And the Lord dealt with me specifically, said, you need to spend time praying for corruption in America. You need to spend time praying and fasting that this nation will be corrected. And you need to pray that that law is struck down. This is 10 years ago. I had no idea what I was talking. I had no idea any of this stuff was going on, right? Well, I knew. I knew all the stuff was, you know, going on. I understood the Illuminati. I understood everything. Right? I had an understanding. But this is where we're at. We see from the end, from the beginning. We see in Revelation what the world system is trying to get to. And it cannot get there without the United States. We've got to understand that. The devil cannot get to where he wants to be without the United States. And God needs America. He needs us to be righteous, to spread the gospel. Amen? And this is a very unpopular message. I know probably, you know, a lot of bigger ministers, they won't dare talk about this stuff. But it needs to be brought out. Why? Because we've got too many people in too many churches. They have no idea what's going on. And they have no idea scripturally where we're headed. Because that is the end-all, be-all goal, right? And let me just say something else too. When this comes about, because eventually sometime it will happen. The New World Order will take over. All this stuff will happen. There will be the mark of the beast. It's not going to be like this. Would you, honey? You know, we strongly encourage you to take the mark. It's not going to be like that, right? Because the devil is not a real nice, a nice person. It's either you either do this or c'est la vie. Luke chapter 17. This is where we're at, guys, right now. Luke chapter 17, verse 26 through 29. Luke 17, 26 through 29. And I hate to be blunt sometimes, especially tonight about things, But I think it's good. Amen. For us, we got to wake up to what's going on. TV and the news, they're not going to talk about any of this stuff at all. I have right here in my hand, that's a cell phone. Yeah, I know it's a cell phone. It's an old one. I have 6 hours right now of video on YouTube of our politicians right now admitting to fraud. It's right here. I have 6 hours of it. People, where did you get your information from? They're saying it right out of their mouth right here, guys. I have it right here. I have 6 hours on it right now. It's right here in front of our faces. And the media will tell you, well, they're just imagining things. No, it's coming from their mouths right here. They admit it. They're dumb enough to admit it. I have it right here. I can pull it up right now. I'm not going to waste their time doing it. But you hear those people, well, you know, I just don't believe that stuff. It's right here. It's plain as the nose on my face. As ugly as it might be, it's there, baby. Right? Amen. So I have lots and lots of videos right here that I can, it's just everything, and we were, and the evidence is so overwhelming right now, the media will not talk about it, they'll refuse to do it, but I like one of the attorneys from, and she was prophesied by one of the people, talking about the evidence is like drinking water from a fire hose. It's just so overwhelming, and it is. I mean, that's just, again, I've got 6 hours, and that's just, that's nothing. I'm not even digging anything. Amen? And so, it's either we want to acknowledge it and fix it and pray about it, or we don't, and we just want to have status quo. You know, we just want to have our lives the way that they've been going. Luke 17, 26 through 29. And as it was in the days of Noah, yeah, so it shall be in the days of the Son of Man. What happened in the days of Noah? Well, let's find out. We'll read it. They did eat, and they drank, and they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and what? Destroyed them all. Who was saved? The remnant. Yeah. Those who were committed to God, right? I'm going to tell you what, and we see there in Thessalonians, it talks about the rapture in a twinkling of an eye. It says at the end of 2 Thessalonians, it says, number one, the dead in Christ shall rise first, right? So that means grandpa and grandma and everybody that's gone on before us, they're born again. They're going to blow out the graves before us, and then we're following after them. After that, this place, this world is going to go to bananas. You think the world's bad now? You wait till we're gone, guys. You wait till all the spirit-filled praying people are gone. You want to be born again right now. You want to be living right for God. I'm telling you that right now. And then it says, likewise also, as in the days of Lot, they did eat and they drank and they bought and they sold and they planted and they builded. But the same day that Lot went out into Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. You know, one interesting thing was, and I've just started, and I want to encourage you all, I started reading my Bible again, you know, from the beginning, on a series, you know, because it's the beginning of the year. And so I started it in Genesis, and of course I'm at right now with Noah. And it really kind of is interesting because it just us, this summer, we went and saw the Noah's Ark in Kentucky, and that was very interesting. But just the vast amount of what God called Noah to do. But one of the things that I think is interesting, it was not just we think, obviously when we have kids and we have different things, you know, have kids that we, you know, imagine the ark with, you know, little giraffes and all these little animals popping their heads out of the windows and over the boat and everything else too. This is a sign of judgment though. Yeah. This is not a cute little laughing matter. And I was laughing at Tim Hawkins one time. He's a Christian comedian, and he was laughing about making murals, you know, and he was talking about, talking about baby's room, and he says, yeah, let's, you know, how we there's just some things in the Bible we just don't, they're not in, like, baby books, you know, like Cain and Abel, stoning, okay, that's not one that's in the baby Bible, right? But he was laughing, he's like, well, let's draw the little cute animals, and then let's draw some people screaming on some rocks over here. Yeah, not a fairy tale. But it's not a fairy tale, right? And You know, we think about things, but just think about Noah, because the Bible says he was righteous. The Lord considered him righteous. And he's a preacher of righteousness, Hebrews says. But can you imagine the screams from those people, him listening to when the rain came? Can you imagine what happens, right? And for me now, I have prayed for our presidents, whether they've been done so many evil things in the past. I've prayed for President Obama. I've prayed for the Clintons. I've prayed for both sets of Bushes in the past. And I continue to pray for them. I want people who are, whether that's in our nation or whatever, we want them to. God has extended a long period of mercy on this nation for people to repent and to come to Him. That's what we want. We want people to come to Jesus. That's the main thing. I don't want people to do, but God has got to step in at some point and say, enough is enough. And I've got to deal with things. And we've seen that through all the prophecies of a lot of the prophets that have come to pass, the things that are coming down the line. And so we need to continue to pray, right? Because, God's ways are higher than our ways, meaning the way he deals with people, it's none of my business. I'm not the judge and the jury. But we know right from wrong, hello, if we're in the Word. And so we need to continue to pray. We need to continue to pray for peace in this nation. Because one of the things that we see here in 2 Timothy is very specific about our prayers, right? And we know that things are coming to pass, guys. We know that this year is so different, and we know this election is so different. We know that the coronavirus and everything else is going on. A lot of this is happening and changing because of people. We've been praying. Adrian, I've been praying. Wednesday nights, we've been praying. And thank you for all of you who have been praying. We've been praying for the election. We've been praying for this nation. We've been praying that, there would not be violence. We're praying that there's peace. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, I exhort therefore, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, we're here to pray for all men, right? And women. For kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may what? Live a quiet and peaceful life in all what? Godliness and honesty. The reason we pray for our leaders is because we need to live in godliness and honesty. Have we seen godliness and honesty in America? No, we have not. And I think a lot of the church, we are starting to wake up and say, we had better get our act together and start praying for these people. Amen? And if they do not, if they're not living righteous, and if they are not going to do, now people are not perfect, all right? I mean, God used King David. I mean, David committed adultery. He murdered. I mean, Moses murdered. I mean, these people, many of them did terrible things, but they repented, right? They had a heart for God. King David, it says there in the book of Psalms that he was a man after God's own heart. So even though he sinned, his heart still came back to God. And we're not condemning people. People who have done wrong, if they repent and come back to God, we're all for that. But if we're talking about people who will not repent, they want to do evil things, God's got to deal with them. And so that's our job as Christians. And we've pretty much missed the mark on that a lot. And as Christians, we need to repent. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of other things. For example, I've seen too many times in the church, people say, well, I feel called of God. Well, it doesn't mean you have to preach. Maybe you're called to be an anointed teacher. Or maybe you're called to be a fireman, a Christian fireman, or a doctor, or a nurse, or a lawyer. Lord knows we need more Christian politicians. Amen. People, men and women, they're going to stick up for righteousness. So, we've seen too many times over the years where people will say, well, I feel called of God. Well, let's get you into good Bible college. Okay, well, that's good. Maybe that's not the answer, right? That's why we need to really be led by the Holy Spirit and do what God has called us to do. But anyway, so it says that we can lead quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Here we go. Who will have all men to what? Be saved. The purpose of us praying for our leaders. And to see righteousness in this nation or across the world is that men will be saved. People will be born again. It will create an atmosphere and an environment for people to receive Jesus. I believe 2021 will be a year for God to move on our behalfs. Amen. I'm going to continue, and I repent for our nation. I think that's important that we repent for our nation. Amen. And the reason why I take part of responsibility for the way our nation is because I know I could have done more prayer. I take that responsibility. Amen. But I've repented, and I'm like, Lord, I know I've prayed, but I continue to pray. And I just foresee God is going to do some amazing things. And just tonight, if for one thing, all right, tonight, don't get hung up on, you know, this party or that party or this person I mentioned or whatever. I've said everything to say one thing, that we need Jesus, amen, to invade our nation like never before, amen. And we've seen people that have purposely hindered that, that are public officials, that they need to repent or they need to be moved. Amen? Because I am not for Republican or Democrat. I am for Jesus Christ. And whoever is going to get God's agenda done, that's who I'm jumping on the bandwagon with, right? That's it. I don't care. I voted for Democrats years ago, and I voted for Republicans. So we just need Jesus. We need Jesus. That's my job, guys. As God is, we as Christians, we have mandated ourselves to preach the gospel, amen, and to call out evil and to do these things. And we're going to pray. We're going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to pray, yes. Amen. I don't care how many people join me or not. I'm still going to continue to pray. And I just want to pray tonight, just for a moment. There's some things I want to pray out. Lord, tonight we come before you. We are praying for righteousness, Lord Jesus. We know that the men and women in our nation's capital, Lord, some of them have been compromised. Some of them have done just horrible things, Lord. And they've just been horribly corrupt. But God, we pray for them tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight that many of these men and women will repent of their sin, that they will confess their sin right now, Lord, that they will come to you, Jesus. And we pray for our president and vice president. We pray for Congress and also Nancy Pelosi. We pray for Mitch McConnell also and those in the Senate. God, we pray that justice, godly justice, not what I think or anybody else thinks, we thank you that godly justice will come into this nation like never before. We pray that these men and women will have wisdom, Lord, and they'll turn to your way. If they don't, then they will be removed and they will be placed with servants that you desire to be there, Lord. And Father, I pray down in 2021 right now, the Spirit of God will begin to move in our nation like never before in the name of Jesus. I come against abortion in the name of Jesus. We curse this, it's not law, but it was a judicial decision. We come against it in the name of Jesus, God. And we repent. God, I repent of our nation and our sins, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Lord, right now, tonight, we as a church, we're calling on you, Lord, to help us, Holy Ghost. Help our nation, Lord Jesus. Bring us out of this sinful, disgusting state that we've been in for so long, Lord God. We repent, bring and restore righteousness, Lord God, holiness and grace and mercy back on America. Lord, that America would be your shining light like never before, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our sins and our neglect, Lord Jesus, that we as a nation will set you on high and give you the glory, and we will not focus on a person or a man or a personality or a party, but God will return back to the wonderful, the goodness of God and your Son, Jesus, who delivered us, gave us true freedom in the name of Jesus that is higher than the Constitution or any man or woman can ever bring us, Lord Jesus. Lord, you are our God, and we worship you, and we serve you, Lord Jesus. And we declare tonight, in the name of Jesus, that righteousness will be restored to America. Lord God, we declare that you will use our body as a voice in the end times, Lord God. We declare 2021 that the gifts of the Spirit will operate like never before. I see people in here that will begin to operate in the spirit realm. They'll begin to prophesy like never before. We see, Lord, that you're going to visit people in dreams and in visions like never before, according to Acts chapter 2, like never before. We pray down your spirit, Lord, tonight. And God, I pray that the drunken stupor that America and the body of Christ has been in, that we will sober up, that we will see that the time is now, and we're urgent in the name of Jesus, that we need to bring those lost into the storehouse. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to continue to pray. Amen. Especially peace and that there is peace and no nothing will happen on January 6th with the big protest coming up. Amen. That God's will be done. Amen. And I think I'm just going to continue to pray, Lord, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, according to Matthew chapter 6. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Just bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.